Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Driverless cars. Who would have ever thought? I mean, even teaching your children to drive, right?
Oh, yes.
And they're a human being.
Yes.
And they have, you know, your ideas. They've ridden with you for a while. Can you imagine getting in a car in New York and being driven? You know, it might be safer than the cab, you know.
I don't know. We've had some interesting.
You remember the cab? We got in the cab. We were going to watch, go to Fox News,
yes,
to be able to watch.
Get
something
there quickly.
Yeah, and they're going the opposite direction. Yeah. And you know, they knew that, and we discovered it when we saw Denver.
And the meter kept going up.
We made it just in time. We walked into Fox News. They're going like, "Who are these country bumpkins?" Right? But you know, you're looking at driverless cars. You know, Elon Musk is talking about, and he's the one that's just sending rockets up. The president just had Elon Musk's rockets on his table during a cabinet gathering. He's talking about, you know, and he's doing a great job of delivering payloads into space, and satellites are launching to. They're paying to use NASA launch areas and Houston launch areas, you know.
Which is unheard of. This is countries only sent rockets and things into space.
Right.
This is a private company that's doing this.
So this is somebody that knows what they're talking about. And what he's saying is by the end of 2019, which is next year.
Moments away
at the end of it, that everybody that thinks they're going to get a driver's license is not going to get one. Just a joke in here. But think about this, that they're going to have driverless cars. He says they're going to be 100 to 200% safer, John, safer than human drivers. And you're thinking like, oh my goodness, how can you turn down safety? That's always for your safety, right? But he's saying, you know, this thing is going to be dominant in 18 months at the end of 2019. As a matter of fact, this is Elon Musk being interviewed, and this is the question that he's being asked about driverless cars and what he thinks about it.
I think probably by end of next year, self-driving will encompass essentially all modes of driving and be at least 100 to 200% safer than a person by the end of next year. We're talking like maybe 18 months from now.
By the end of next year.
Yeah.
And so,
well, people don't get that innovation is here. This is not a future thing. It's a now thing.
What'd you call it? You call it freight, a train, some kind of train?
Freight trains. Yeah, it's steamrolling.
You just can't stop trains.
Yeah.
And we're seeing how the prophetic fulfillment, you know, what's going to take place. You know, how in the world, when, you know, Revelation chapter 12 or 13 says that there's going to be a beast economy created by some demonic influence of some particular, you know, metropolis somewhere, and that you're not going to be able to buy or sell without that taking place. Well, that's happening right now. I mean, whoever used your credit card, your debit card or your Apple Pay or all these different things, they're tracking all that.
They know where the dot is. It reminds me of what the Prime Minister Netanyahu just spoke at APEC, and he said about in 2006, what led was the energy companies, one, you know, tech company.
Correct.
And 10 years later, it's completely flipped, and what's leading is all innovative companies, the Googles, the Apple, you know, all these social media, Facebook, and one energy company. It used to be that Exxon and GE were the leading companies in the world. They ranked way below everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's changed. It's a different society.
Yeah, and everybody made everything about fuel. But the truth is, it's technology today. And
that's where the wealth is.
The top 10, five of them were the technology companies.
That's
which is like Amazon and Alphabet or Google and
Facebook, Apple, of course.
Netflix, or things, something like that. Anyway, it's happening right now where we're speaking, and you just can't stop this thing from going forward. You know, we want to hear from you in regards to what are you thinking about this. I mean, we can't buy or sell. That's happening, but the thing about it is this: you know that God's called us to go into the world, not to hide from it, and to be light in the midst even of darkness, to be able to tell people that God loves them, God has a plan for their life. This is something very important. So many people are trying to protect their life, John. Mm. And God's called us to lay our lives down. He said, imitate me. And so we're to lay our lives down for our neighbor, for a person, for a nation.
Right.
And so if in this where we're going, you're not going to be able to do that anyway. Hmm. And so you just want to be as vocal as you can and be as loving and kind as you can and let people know that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life. And you know, we have a lot of you signing up from all around the world for, you know, an abiding plan. Jesus says in John chapter 15 that you can't accomplish anything outside of abiding with him. Listen, this is so important. You're in some very interesting days. And he says in the book of Revelation that you're going to need wisdom. Well, when you abide with God, when you abide with him, spend time with him, you know, he'll tell you. He'll just put an impression on you. He'll lead you. He'll direct you. You don't want to do anything without abiding with him. And a lot of people want to abide, John, but they just don't have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. That's iabide.org. You go there, you request your plan, and no matter where you are in the world, it'll come to you instantly in your email. Well, I know we've got something coming up about the banking. We've got to go to a break, and we're going to come back. John, tell us what's coming up after the break.
Well, listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to hear about the author, Brett King of Augmented, as he talks about what's going to be the changes happening in banking. I know you have money. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. Much has been written about the power of positive thinking, and the concept is valid. Incredible things can be accomplished by those who are confident of their abilities and excited about their opportunities. People who are naturally upbeat are also more pleasant to be around, and they seem to get so much more out of life. So positive thinking is a good thing, no doubt about that. But I want to say a few words today about the power of negative thinking. It can be a good thing, too. It's negative thinking that leads me to buckle my seatbelt when I get in a car. I might have an accident and be badly hurt if I don't strap myself in. It's negative thinking that causes me to buy life insurance to protect my family. I could die suddenly and leave them in financial difficulty. There's nothing positive about that thought. It's negative thinking that encourages me to avoid addictive behaviors, such as the misuse of drugs or alcohol or tobacco. And how about the discipline of children? There are times when mild reprimands and punishment are necessary, but you couldn't call that a positive experience for the parent or the child. My point is that if you only deal with that which is positive, you'll have to deny or ignore about 50% of what goes on in real life. There's a place for positive thinking, to be sure, but negative thinking can be useful too. In fact, any kind of thinking is helpful if it's characterized by intelligence, creativity, and common sense.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You just heard about, you know, augmented, but AI and technology and globalization and all this. Banking as we know it, it's already changing. People are like taking pictures of their checks, they're depositing, they're never actually going to a bank itself. But everything is about to flip. I know this. I know the Lord told me this very specifically. He showed it to me in a vision that all the paper money on the earth, all was just literally being sucked up like there was a vacuum in heaven. And it was just flapping out from behind everything, and it was just going up. It looked like a mountain, you know, John. Mm. But it was actually money being sucked up. And all of a sudden, it just caught on fire, and it was just burning paper money. And it's like, you know, it's amazing that, you know, God's letting us know what's happening. Now we're seeing this Bitcoin, all this different stuff happening.
Cryptocurrencies.
But banking as we know it is changing. As a matter of fact, the author of Augmented, John, what did he say?
Well, actually, we have a quote from him. He says, this is Brett King. He says, in financial technology, you have thousands of startups coming in and disrupting the distribution and the experience. And it's just not possible for banks to survive this transition.
And so banking as you know it. I want to encourage you, if you work at a bank, work hard, get promoted. Because what you want to do is learn how to work with technology. You don't be the person saying, I don't like these computers. It's like, you got to learn how to work with technology, because you're still going to need somebody to push the buttons and somebody to be able to do the ledger on this thing and these different type of things. So we want to encourage you with that, that, you know, be inspired and understand that this is a moment that the economy is shifting, everything you know it is shifting. There's people that haven't bothered to educate themselves in this shift, and your responsibility is to shift well and bring them over, you know, into the shift, because it's all switching as you know. It's amazing how quickly and rapidly 2019 driverless cars. I mean, banking is changing. Only in America has it slowed down, because other third world countries have been doing banking on their phones, you know, since it started.
Yeah, I believe Japan's doing cryptocurrency now.
Yeah, wow.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.